Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
A brand new game for the show. Brooke, you're playing today. You know when you look up a recipe online and you have to scroll through about 3 meters of blog post before you get to the facts?
Mm-hmm.
I've dived in. We're going to see if you can guess what the recipe is for just by going off the blog post. And it's got an opener. Recipe, recipe, I don't need your life story. Please, no words of wisdom, just the recipe.
Nice job.
You are guessing today. This is off a blog called Cookie and Kate. It's a pretty common food. I've not gotten too tricky or gourmet or foreign.
Okay. I think I'm cooking with Kate. I think I've heard of that. Okay.
Okay. Sometimes only an X will do. You know what I mean?
No.
I've bleeped out the actual name of the dish.
Yeah, I got that.
She said, I want to be famous for my X someday. I want my future children to brag about my ex skills. Says you want to be neighborhood famous as the mum with the best one.
Gotcha. But it's something kind of common, I guess, because she's like, sometimes just it'll do.
Maybe something you'd actually serve for kids.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
I'll keep going. This is, instead of just giving an instruction on how to do something, she's added a little bit of flair. This is a trick that my grandmother Mimi used to pull off.
Of course.
Maybe you've encountered it at a restaurant and wondered how it works. Simply sprinkle some grated cheese over your buttery skillet and flip the X over on top of it.
So it was going to be a chocolate chip cookie, but I feel like cheese is not a good addition. That could be wrong. Maybe they're onto something there. Maybe that's a special ingredient. I'm thinking I might know what it is, but continue on.
Alliums, brackets the garlic and onion family, have the power to transform ho-hum recipes into totally irresistible. Adding some chopped raw green onion is an easy way to infuse your X with major flavour, so it's not those cookies.
This is definitely an omelette, right?
Do you want to lock in an omelette?
Do I only get one shot? Is one opportunity?
I think this is the recipe riddle. You've got to solve the riddle. I'll give you one more clue. This is the last line I have. They're perfect for chilly or rainy days, and even better with a side of classic tomato soup.
Interesting. All right, I'm gonna lock in omelette. I'm locking it in.
You were very close.
Oh, not right though.
I don't think neighbourhood mums are cooking omelettes for all the kids.
What are they cooking?
A cheese toasty. A grilled cheese.
Wow. Yeah. So hang on, they're putting the cheese on top of the cheese.
A little bit, just to give like a little fancy gourmet twist, I suppose.
A little something something to it. There you go.
It's a hard game, Brooke. Well, did you get it at home, in your car, wherever you might be? Let us know on 0427MAGIC3. It's the text line.
Look, I'm just sad there was no trekking through the Andes or anything. But, you know, I guess to each their own.